Sagt mir schon weiter, man sagt es, aber wenn man sieht, Perik Tess, Mishnah, Yud Aleph. It says in the Torah, in Pashas Kedoshim, Kapitel Yud Tess, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Leisalin Pe'ulas Sachir Itcha Ad Baiker. Someone hires a worker to do Malacha. When he finishes the work, the Balabas has to pay the Dmei Schirus, what he owes him. If he finishes during the night, you have to pay him up by the morning, Ad Baiker. If not, he's over the lav of Leisalin. Lisalin means the night shouldn't go by without paying him. It also says in Parshas Kisese, Kapitel Chavdalit, Pasuk Tesavov, B'yoymoi titein scharai, v'loi savei alav Hashemesh. If you hire someone to do malacha, when he finishes his work, you have to pay him before the day is over, before the sun sets. And if you don't, you're over the assay of B'yoymoi titein scharai and the lav of v'loi savei alav Hashemesh. Now the Gemara explains that one pasuk seems to be saying you have to pay before the end of the night. The night shouldn't go through. Loisalin, pu'ula sachir itchad baiker. The other pasuk seems to be saying, pay before the sun sets. B'yoyim le'titin schari v'leisavi yolav ha'shemesh. Now here's the rule. Schiris enem ishtalemis el lebesayv. That means you only owe the person the money after he finishes working. So the first pasuk is talking about a schir yoyim. Someone who was hired for the day finishes his job at the end of the day. The Balabas has the entire night to pay him. He must pay him before the night is over. That's the pasuk of Leisalin, Pu'ula Sachir. It shouldn't spend the night. The second pasuk is talking about someone who works at night. He finished at the end of the night. So the chiyuv to start paying him comes during the day, in the morning. And the Torah says, V'loisavi yalav ha'shemesh. The sun shouldn't set before you pay him. In other words, the Balabas has the entire day until the sun sets to pay him. Now, this is inasmuch as the lav is concerned. The lav in Kedoshim Leisalin goes on someone who works by day. The night shouldn't pass before you pay him. The lav of Leisavi Olav HaShemesh refers to someone who works at night, and that means you have the entire next day to pay. What about the assay, the mitzvah assay of Ubiyoymoi Titen Schare? That refers to both. Whether he worked by day or whether he worked at night, any time a person didn't pay his worker in time, he's over an assay and a lois assay. Let's see our Mishnah inside. Sechir Yoyim, a worker that the Balabais hired to work all day, goiva kalalaila. He can collect the entire night. In other words, the Bailim have time the entire night to pay the Sechiris to the pile. He finished working when it was night already. Sechir Laila, if he worked at night and he finished in the morning, so goiva kalayim. The Bailim have the entire day to pay. Now, if he worked only part of the day or part of the night, that's a machlokes in the Gemara between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds, anytime someone is hired to work a few hours, whether it's during the day or at night, the Balabas has to pay him before that time period passed. If he worked, let's say, until halfway through the night, he has to be paid by the morning. If he worked halfway through the day, he has to be paid by the night. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon holds, if you work during the day, then you have to get paid that day. But if you worked and stopped in the middle of the night, then you have that night plus the next day. Let's see our Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda holds there is no difference between day and night. If you work part-time, part-day, or part-night, you have to be paid before that day or that night is over. Zakta the Mishnah Vayter, Schir Shais. Somebody was hired to do work for a few hours, not the entire day or night, and he finished in the middle of the time. Let's say he worked from the morning until midday, or from the beginning of the night until Chatzai Salaila. So Goiva, the worker, can collect his char from the Balabayas. This is if he worked during the night and stopped in the middle of the night, Kalalaila. But if he doesn't get paid before the morning, the Balabas is over on the lav of Loisalin Pu'ula Sachir Yitchad Baiker. And if he worked during the day and stopped, let's say, midday, V'chalayayim, then he has the entire day to pay him. But he has to pay before the sun sets. If not, he's over the lab of Leisavi Yolav HaShemesh. Now we're going to see the sheet of Reb Shimon. Remember, Reb Shimon argues in Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon says, yes, if he finishes his work in the middle of the day, then you have to pay him before nightfall. But if he finishes in the middle of the night, then you have the rest of the night plus the next day. Zakta Mishnah Vayta. That's how the Gemara explains this, that from here on is the sheet of Reb Shimon. Sechir Shabbos, a person that was hired to work, let's say, for a week, for 6 days. Sechir Chodesh, or a person that was hired to work for a month. Sechir Shana, or a person was hired to work an entire year. Sechir Shavua, or he was hired to work a set of 7 years. Yatza, if this hired worker leaves, if he stops his work bayoim, during the day, goiva kalayoim, then the time he has to get paid is the rest of the day. But, and again, this is the sheet of Reb Shimon, yatza balayla, if he left at night, in the middle of the night, goiva kalalayla v'chalayayim, then you have the entire night plus the next day. So once again, quickly chazring over, there's a lav in Parshas Kedoshim, leisalin pu'ula sachir itcha ad baiker. And this means if someone worked throughout the day, you have to pay him before the next morning. There's an assay in Parshas Kiseitse, biyoimaitit in tzcharei. And again a lav of oleisavi olav ha-shemesh, the sun should not set. If a person finished work in the morning and he worked the entire night, you have the entire day to pay him. But if the sun sets and you didn't pay him, you're over the lav and you're mevatel the assay. If someone finished the work during the day, everyone agrees you have until the night to pay him. If someone finished during the night, then Rabbi Yehuda holds you have only until the morning, and Rabbi Shimon holds you have until the morning plus the next day. We also learned that if someone works for a week, for a month, a year, even 7 years, you finish by day, you have the entire day. We say the same halacha. And he finishes at night, so according to Rabbi Shimon, you have the entire night plus the next day.